time off, holidays, vacations. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and as I'm sitting here enjoying myself this Sunday with wonderful, wonderful pre-fall weather, the windows are open. I was sitting watching and catching up on a lot of series on Netflix. I finally finished watching a lot of the Daredevil series. Fantastic. I know I'm a little late to the game, but that's one of the things. I don't know about you guys, but since I work a day job and I'm consistently in the afternoons whenever I get home from work and even on my weekends working toward the other shows and projects and ideas that I've got in the works, I don't really make a lot of time for my own personal stuff. Occasionally there'll be moments whenever I do take some time to either go, you know, reenacting or something, but it seems to be very hobby focused, and to be quite frank, I can't remember really the last time that I sat down and maybe just completely mentally tuned out and either played a video game or did very much of anything else like that. Now, there are certain things I'll do, like I've tried to and have been successful in working in a daily walk with my dog, where I walk around a very scenic lake and I just kind of get these mental contusions that I have in my brain out about anything that may have happened during the work week, whether it's dealing with people or situations or issues or anything else like that, to, you know, anything else that could come up. You know, and there's definitely some bonuses. And take it from me, when you make the time for your own personal self to get these things out of the way, and well, not even to get them out of the way. That's a terrible way to put it, because it makes it seem like, oh, I've absolutely got to get this personal time out of the way, and then I can get back to the other stuff that makes me happy. Now what I'm saying is, over the years, having worked many jobs and having done a lot of things and been sometimes burned out, I've found that the more time that I can devote to taking time off, the less burnout I'm having. Very few people really can keep going at 100% all the time. I'm lucky if on most weeks, by the time Thursday rolls around, if I'm even functioning at 60%. And in most certain circumstances, it's been even less. But that's because I don't take the time to smell the roses. I don't slow down. I don't really enjoy the extra little superfluous things that I have in my life that I really do enjoy when I get around to them. Some of the other things that happen too is that I tend to be something of a night owl. Don't get me wrong, I'm kind of odd. I like to get up early in the morning when, especially when I didn't have a day job, I would jump up out of bed and get started on stuff because I felt like I could go to my studio and get started on things. When I know that I've got to drive and travel through traffic and everything and get to work, that's kind of a buzzkill. Don't get me wrong, I'm very grateful for my job, and I know there's plenty of people out there still searching for employment and everything, so don't get me wrong, I'll be the first one to tell you I'm very grateful for my day job, very grateful for a lot of the good things that have come from working there. But there is a different sort of ideology when you know you got to get up and be like ready to face the world and ready to face a bunch of other people that normally aren't there, you know, in other aspects of your life except for work. It's sort of a different thing. And I tend to be an introverted sort of individual anyway. And so when that sort of scenario plays out, no matter how long I've been at a job, it becomes tiresome for me. But one of the things is that I found that the more rest I have, the more energy I have, the better I'm willing to interact with people. My thinking gets a lot clearer. I end up with sharper wit and a better focus on any projects, even if they're ones that I may not necessarily enjoy or understand initially. I end up able to do those things much easier and much faster and with a much higher rate of satisfaction, self-satisfaction for myself. And even then, if I can focus and reciprocate onto those moments because of the time that I took off to really enjoy myself, I end up actually able to enjoy the rest of the future quiet times and personal times that I have even more, because I can reflect back onto the busy moments as I'm sliding into those very quiet moments and think to myself, I got some stuff done. That's accomplished. That's out of the way. And I don't care if I'm talking about client work. I don't care if I'm talking about a work week, or maybe a show's deadline that's upcoming and then passed. A lot of those things help out. So what are some of the things that maybe you all do? I've talked to quite a few people, and there's, you know, you've got a lot of different hobbyists out there, people that like to go to the lake, some people like to go fishing, swimming, go to the sports games, they like to go golfing. Sometimes it's just hanging out with their kids or taking time to be with their pets or their significant other. Those are all great and wonderful things and things that everybody should be trying to do. I know that that's something that for a long time I'd always held off on doing, as I said earlier, because I always had these ideas in my head that there's goals that I've set and I wanted to get those things done as quickly as possible. I wanted to jump on those things, get them done, get them out the door, and move on to the next one. But here's the thing. Life doesn't wait for you. It really doesn't. It just keeps going. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know, because there's only so much time in a day that you can accommodate what you'd like to get done, but also allowing yourself to live life. And quite frankly, there have been so many times that I felt that if I just had more time to devote to this, well, okay, you know, and this being either a project that's not, you know, related to my daytime job, or it's like something like, well, case in point, my comic. I write Pagan Zoetrope when I can, where I can. I'm consistently thinking of new storylines, culling it from my own past, and rewriting those stories, re-engineering the characters, recreating the characters, and doing various things with that. That's actually one of the reasons why it's been such a slow burn creating that comic. Some of the other works that I work on that involve various projects and graphic novels and one-off strips like Max Mogilby, which is something of a lampoon of being an artist on travels and in shows. Those are the sorts of things that I've had to relegate to the back burner for a while, at least until more time comes along. But I think the thing is that as long as you've got a solid plan as to what your long-term goal is, what your be-all end-all is, and you're able to work bit by bit toward it, you're going to find a higher level of success. And I didn't always think that way. Probably about a good 5 to 6 years ago, and I shouldn't even say that far back, because there are still moments that sort of thing will pop up for me, especially whenever I get extremely aggravated in my daytime job, or maybe there's a freelance client that doesn't really gel for me. Then there's those moments where I'm like, oh, screw all this. I'm just going to do what the hell I want, when I want, where I want, and all that sort of a thing. It doesn't really work that way. It really doesn't. I've known a lot. I've been lucky enough to make acquaintances and friends with a lot of really, really high-end professionals in the illustration and graphic design and voiceover world. And very few of them are blessed and skilled and talented and lucky enough to work full-time at the jobs they do. And even then, there's the consistency of attempting to stay on top of the game and having to polish and rework and do their stuff and perfect their craft as much as possible. That's not easy for everybody. And I know it's certainly not easy for me, considering that, you know, I don't have all the time in the world to do these sort of things, but you have to have income and you have to be able to balance that with your time off so that way you're a sane individual. I know a lot of people that they can feel like the time is clicking, you know, that the clock is ticking and that time is getting away from them. You know, ultimately, it's up to you. And I mean this. There's a lot of people that are willing to blame, you know, circumstances. Well, I don't make enough money, I don't do this. Well, here's the thing. Maybe there's a lack of jobs. Maybe there's too much work, and so your other work falls by the wayside. Depression can be a hard thing to deal with as well, too. A lot of times people get depressed with their own work. I've been there plenty of times. Or you can get angry, or you can feel lost. There's plenty of people that say, oh, I wish I didn't have a day job, so that way I could go on and work on my thing 100%. Well, guess what? You really can't create in a vacuum. I know. I've tried. It's a horrible thing. When the only real influence you get is maybe watching Netflix or watching YouTube and getting some influences like that, and you start to leave out the social strata of talking to people and hearing and witnessing and seeing day-to-day life happen, aspects like your artwork, your voice interpretations, if you're doing voiceover, or your art, you know, your artwork, your storytelling, all of that starts to fall by the wayside. Those are all skill sets reliant on being able to go out and interact with people. And in both the most rushed of circumstances, when you're sitting in your little cubicle, typing away, trying to get done whatever your manager is asking you to do or whatever other people are telling you to do. I mean, we all know what that's like. To those moments whenever you feel guilty because maybe you're out and you're sitting out on a lakeside or you're in a cabin or you're out fishing and in the back of your head you're thinking, oh my God, I forgot to get this one thing done, or this is going to be coming up, or damn it, it's Sunday already. I can't believe it. I can't believe Monday's already here. Why does the weekend go so fast? That's everybody's story for the most part. Because unless you're like somebody like, I don't know, Brad Pitt or somebody in Hollywood, who I imagine have their own share of problems, very few of us have the ability to do what we want, when we want, all the time. And I tend to look at it that it's easier to celebrate the moments that you can get out and that you can enjoy the projects and the shows and all of the things you've planned and worked so hard for. But along the way, make sure that you're taking the time to not only re-energize yourself, but give yourself enough time to breathe. Today, I spent the better part of the day, I slept, I haven't done this in a long time. I think I actually slept 13 freaking hours. 13 hours. Part of it was kind of like a screw you to the whole concept of getting up early and having to be at work on time, which, you know, I'm not a fan of that. I've never been a fan of that. I've worked a few corporate jobs, and this is the most corporate job I've ever worked, and it's nothing against the company. I just feel that sometimes I know that if I want to stay up late and work on a project and inspiration or an idea strikes me at that time, I'm going to work on it. I still make it to work. I still do my job and I still do all those things. I'm not one of those people that's like, oh God, I've got a day job. I'm never going to get anything done. It can feel that way. It certainly can. But every single one of us has to understand that that's what we've got. That's what we got to deal with. If you want the health insurance, if you want the money on your paychecks, if you want to be able to do these other things in life, whether it is going to a sports game, whether it's being able to afford to go to Gen Con, whether it's even being able to go out on the weekend and buy beer or play, you know, play video games all weekend or whatever, it's a give and take game. And I have to say that one of the things that I have found, at least about myself, is that being a self-admitted workaholic, I tend to actually enjoy working through a lot of my extra time. It gives me solace in thinking like I am getting things done. But that also breaks down into another factor, which is focusing yourself, which is a whole other conversation, which is a whole other thing. But I feel that if there's anything you can pull from maybe my crazy, mindless, meandering, wandering speaking on this particular podcast, is maybe once in a while just don't give a crap. Go out there, enjoy yourself. Take the time to maybe, as insane as this may sound, and I might actually do that here in the next hour, I might actually take the time to go and just plug in my iPod, put in my earphones, get on my riding lawnmower, and enjoy mowing my lawn. Because this is the one point where it's kind of like a numbskull thought process about it for myself, and it's not because I'm in love with like curating my lawn, but it gives me that moment just to just do one thing, and I feel, and as dumb as that may sound, I'm accomplishing something. I'm getting this one thing done and it's out of the way. It may be a house chore. It may be something that I feel doesn't have a whole bunch of prosperity or weight toward my overall life goals. But then again, it does. It's my lawn. I'm doing something about it, you know, and didn't have a boss standing over me to tell me to do something. And I didn't have a client freaking out about a deadline or anything. And it was kind of on my own, appreciation and my own motivation. So I guess at the end of all this, just remember to take the time to appreciate when you do have time off. Live life. Do everything you possibly can, even in the face of some of the craziest jobs or bosses or whatever might be inundating you. Remember that ultimately you're the only person that can really make yourself happy. Really. I mean, it's not rocket science. We control our own destinies. We really do. And I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule, and I am expecting to get some emails back saying, oh, but what about this and what about that? Yeah. I know those things. I do. Believe me. Been through them myself. But ultimately, if you wake up in the morning with a positive attitude, positive intentions, and understand that there's a lot of other people in this world that we would all much rather not walk in their shoes, because when you find out what the stories are behind those people being so bitter, you begin to realize that maybe it's not so bad for yourself. So with that said, thank you all for listening. If you have any other ideas, questions, comments, or anything else like that, please, please feel free to email me at mario@mariomora.net or leave a comment here on this podcast page. I'd love to hear back from any one of you. I've been getting in some great ideas. I love that. Thank you all so much for listening. I can't believe that the listens are actually getting up close to 450 after just, what, now? This is the 11th episode. That may not seem like big numbers, but I'm just grateful anyone's really listening and that anyone's even enjoying this sort of thing. So until next time, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. Please be kind to all your fellow beings, support your local artists, and I'll see you next time.